Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Please lie comfortably on your back. You can either have your legs long in Shavasana, or you might prefer to have your feet flat on the floor in semi-supine. That might be more comfortable for your lower back. Let your eyes be soft and bring your awareness to your breath. Take a few deep breaths down into the belly to let the belly gently expand as you breathe in, and let the belly fall and relax as you breathe out. Breathing in, belly expanding and rising. And breathing out, belly falling. When you breathe in, can you think, just say to yourself silently, in. When you breathe out, think out. Breathing in, and breathing out, think out. Then let those words go. Be aware of your body lying on the floor. And if your legs are long, slowly draw the feet up one at a time into semi-supine. But ideally have the feet and knees in a fairly wide semi-supine, so the feet are about shoulder width apart. Knees are wide-ish apart. And have your arms out to the sides, out from the shoulders in cross position. Just remember throughout the class to listen to your body and move slowly and gently, and just to adjust the movements to suit you. So if it's uncomfortable to have the arms out wide, you might like to have them a little lower down. And then next time you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Then go through the center as you breathe in. And then slowly down to the other side when you breathe out again. Keep going from side to side like that. Breathing out as you roll the knees down to the side. And breathing in as they go through the center. Just feeling the sensations through your hips and your lower back. Perhaps you can feel the side-to-side movement that the hips are making here. Gentle twisting through the lower part of the spine. Maybe you can feel the spine gently twisting all the way up in between the shoulder blades. As long as it feels okay for your neck, you could gently roll the head the opposite way to the way that your knees are going. And feel the twist all the way up into the neck, maybe into the sides of the neck. Next time you've got the knees in the center, just leave them back there in the center and semi-supine. Check that your head is on straight. And then interlace both hands behind the back of your head. You're resting the back of the head on the interlaced hands. And when you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in. Lift one foot off the floor. And as you stretch that leg up towards the ceiling, use the hands to roll the head up. When you breathe in, put everything back down to where it was. And then change legs with your next out-breath. So alternate from side to side in that way. Breathing out as you gently straighten one leg up towards the ceiling, lifting the head up as well, and breathing in, back down, going smoothly and comfortably, just warming up your body. Here you're stretching out through the backs of the legs, you're stretching out the big hamstring muscles at the backs of the thigh. When you lift the head and straighten the leg up into the air, you could gently turn your toes back there, and then you'll be stretching through the backs of the calves as well. Also, when you're doing this movement, you're actually strengthening through the front of the legs. So you're strengthening the big quadricep muscles at the front of the thighs. These are the main muscles that support your knee joints. Remembering each time to breathe out and squeeze your lower tummy in. Applying those deeper core muscles as you come into the stretch. And then relaxing them once you're back down. And then next time you've got the head down, leave the head down. Have both feet flat on the floor. And then bring the hands out from underneath the head and just relax your arms somewhere comfortable on the floor beside you. Maybe a bit out to the sides feels better. You just relax your arms where you want to there, in the best place for your shoulders. And then bring your right knee up over your chest. Just start with the knee bent over the chest, just hovering there on its own. So keep your arms resting down. If you feel like you do want to use the hands to support the movement of the leg in a moment, that's absolutely fine. But if you're okay with it, keep the arms relaxed down. And then lift the right foot up towards the ceiling. And have the right leg comfortably straight up in the air. Don't have it too stretched out. Just have it a bit more relaxed. Have a bit of a bend in the right knee. And then with that right leg, keeping it straightish like it is, draw the number one, so lower the leg down and then back up. And then once you've done that, can you draw a number two in the air with the leg, keeping it straightish? And continue like that, drawing the numbers from one all the way up to nine. If you get to nine before I finish, just go back to one and start again. Check that you're breathing. Feel the movement through your leg. You can feel what muscles are tightening, strengthening. And feel the hip moving. And then wherever you are, just let that go. Bend the knee and put the right foot down onto the floor, back into semi-supine. We'll do the same thing now with the left leg. So bend the left knee up over the chest. Lift the foot up towards the ceiling. The leg comfortably straightish up in the air. Start drawing numbers in the air from 1 all the way up to 9. Breathe at the same time. Feel the hip joint moving. This is a good one for moving the hip joint and getting the synovial fluid moving. You get the synovial fluid moving around the joints, said to increase the absorption of nutrients into the cartilage. And okay, just relax that leg back down too. Bend the knee and put the foot back down. Again, you've got both legs in semi-supine. And can you go back to having your right knee bent up over your chest? Hold on to that knee now with just your right hand. Keep the left arm relaxed somewhere comfortable on the floor. When you breathe out, use your right hand to draw the right knee in towards the chest and then a bit over to the right, like you were drawing the right knee in towards the right shoulder. And then breathe in, release it. Now keep that same knee there, but swap your hands over. So hold on to the right knee with the left hand. When you breathe out, draw the knee into the chest, but this time a bit over to the left, in the direction of the left shoulder. Then release it. And alternate from side to side, from hand to hand. So it's still the right knee, but the right hand draws the knee in towards the right shoulder. And then the left hand draws the knee in and a bit over towards the left shoulder. Alternate from side to side, swapping the hands over, breathing out as you draw the knee in towards the shoulder. And breathing in as you let it back out. You might like to hear gently turn the head a bit the opposite way to the way the knee's going. So when the right hand draws the knee in towards the right shoulder, the head turns a bit to the left. When the knee comes in towards the left shoulder, the head turns to the right. Feel your body as you do the movement. Wonderful. And then we'll just let that one go. So release the right knee and put the right foot flat on the floor into semi-supine. And we'll balance things up by having the left knee up over the chest, holding on with the left hand. And the left hand draws the knee in a little and just a bit to the left there in the direction of the left shoulder. And releasing the knee and using the right hand now to draw the knee in. And gently across a bit and over to the right. Do that carefully. That's might feel like quite a strong movement. Again, it doesn't matter where you're going or what things look like. Feel your body from the inside. Try and find a way of moving that benefits your body. Feel the lower back. Feel the hip. Maybe gently rolling the head a little the opposite way to the way that the knee's going. Just let that go, release the knee, put that left foot back on the floor too. Let's check if you're comfortable in semi-supine. I'd even like to lift the hips up just a little bit off the floor and put them back down just to check that you do feel balanced and comfortable there in the lower back. Keep the legs in semi-supine. Just check the feet are at least hip width apart or a bit wider, but we don't want the feet close or too wide. Have your arms resting down on the floor beside your body. Classically, you're going to do shoulder bridge, and classically they say to have the arms really close into your body with the palms downwards. And for some people that works quite well. Although sometimes it doesn't feel the best for the shoulders, so you might actually find having your arms out a little bit wider and the palms even a bit more upwards may feel better for your shoulders. So again, just see what feels best for you there. You can always have a bit of an experiment in the moment when we do the shoulder bridge. And when you breathe in, squeeze your lower tummy in first, so you make your lower back flatter to the floor, and then lift the hips off the floor and up into the air, into shoulder bridge. And then breathe out and slowly lower the hips back down. Continue in that way, breathing in, lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge. And breathing out, back down. Shoulder bridge is a wonderful exercise to benefit the lower back, but you do need to be careful with it. You should never push into any pain or discomfort. It's fine just to lift the hips up a little bit. Don't have to go too high up. This is particularly good for your lower back because it can help to strengthen the big muscles at the back of the hips, the glutes. You can maybe feel that happening. If you want to feel that a bit more, when you lift the hips up, press your feet into the floor. Try and press the feet into the floor in such a way that you can feel a bit of extra strengthening into the glutes at the back of the hips. Especially as the hips go higher and higher here, can start to take your lower back into a slight backward bend. And if that doesn't hurt your lower back, that can also be really beneficial for it. If you're happy to hold the hips up, you could perhaps as an option pause there in the shoulder bridge and just maintain that gentle tightness through the back of the body and focus on your breath. If you're still holding, lower the hips slowly back down to the floor. When the hips are down, bring both knees up over your chest. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands and draw the knees in towards the chest as you breathe out. And then let the knees move away from the chest as you breathe in. Draw the knees in and out like that a few more times. This will help to flatten out your lower back and bring it back into balance again from the shoulder bridge. Then leave the knees hovering there over the chest. Place your hands under the knees at the backs of the legs and carefully lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Find a place that you can leave the legs up in the air where you've just got a gentle stretch through the backs of the legs, not too much. Find a place here to hold, a way of holding that feels good for you where you're not overdoing it. So your breath can be smooth and relaxed. Some people, when they do this, like to have the knees a bit more bent and closer into the chest. So the legs have got a bit more of a bend in them, but the knees are closer in. And that can give a stronger stretch in the lower back, which for some people feels good. Other people find it actually feels better to maybe have the legs a bit straighter, but the knees aren't so quite close into the chest. That might actually feel better for your lower back. And watching your breath. Really good here, having your body upside down, all that blood draining from the legs, all the lymph draining, taking the pressure off the circulation and the lymphatic system. Really benefiting your heart and your brain. Slowly bend the knees over the chest again. Once the knees are bent over the chest, place your hands on the inside edges of the knees. Press the knees wide apart so the knees are fully bent but wide. Use the hands to gently rock from side to side. The hips roll a bit side to side. The left hand presses down on the inside of the left knee, just a little bit there as you roll to the left. And the right hand presses down on the inside of the right knee as you roll a little to the right. Just going gently from side to side. Breathing easily. Just aware of how your head is moving. Does that just naturally roll a little side to side with the movement? Or does it stay in the center? Pause in the center. Slowly bring the knees back closer together. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. Draw the knees in and out of the chest just a few more times. Then release the knees and put the feet flat onto the floor. Pause there in semi-supine for a moment. Feel the breath again at the belly. Breathe in, expand the belly. And breathe out, relax. And from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side and slowly come up and around into the all fours position. So start up on your hands and knees, hands roughly under the shoulders, knees roughly under the hips. But then actually instead of being resting on your hands, can you put your elbows where your hands so that you're resting on your elbows and your forearms. Look down at your knees, so just relax the head down, relax the neck, and bring the knees a bit closer together. When you breathe out, can you bend one knee in towards your head and chest? Just draw that bent knee in, and then breathe in, take that knee back and straighten that leg out behind you. If you want to go a bit further, then that leg is straight out behind you. You could lift the leg up a little higher into the air, and that'll strengthen more deeply into the back of the hips. And alternate a few more times. Breathing out, drawing the knee in towards the chest, and breathing in as you straighten the leg out behind. Just do that same movement with the same leg. Just repeat it. Same leg, breathing out, knee into the chest, and breathing in, leg straight out behind and maybe up into the air. Then put that knee down and swap legs over. Do the same thing with the other leg. Breathe out as you bend the knee in towards the chest. And breathe in as you straighten the leg out behind and up into the air. Feel the movement. Great. And then put that knee down. Now go back to the first knee that we were doing. So swap sides again. This time straighten that leg out behind you. Still resting on the elbows and forearms. Head relaxed down. You've got one leg straight out behind you, but bring the toes really close down to the floor, maybe just slightly touching the floor or very close to it. And go carefully here, but keeping that leg straight, can you take the leg from side to side? So it goes out to the side, then through the centre and carefully across to the opposite side a bit. Feel that through the lower back and around the hip. Do that a few more times with that leg, keeping it straightish and really low down to the floor, even sliding the toes across the floor, first one way, then across the other way. Great, and then put that knee back down, bend it and put it back down in the center. Straighten the other leg out behind with the toes really close down to the floor and slide the legs from side to side. Just take the leg out to the side, still close to the floor. Through the center, carefully over to the other side. Feel what that's like. Check that you're breathing. And then rest back in the center. Have both knees bent again. If you're happy to be up on the hands, come into the all fours position again. So resting on the hands and knees, knees under the hips, hands under the shoulders. If that hurts your wrists, come back onto your elbows. Now we'll do the cat and cow. So when you breathe in, gently lift your head a bit and your hips, arch the back. When you breathe out, tuck your tailbone under, roll the head down and press the shoulder blades up to the ceiling. Just go back and forth, arching and rounding, moving with your breath, breathing in, lifting the head and hips. Breathing out and rounding, pressing the shoulder blades up. Feeling the whole of your spine as you go back and forth. If you don't have a shoulder injury and you're quite fine with downward dog, as an option when you breathe out, instead of rounding the back, you could tuck your toes under and lift the hips up into the air, up into downward dog, if you know downward dog, carefully with the shoulders so. And then come back down, breathe in, arch the back, Breathe out, either round the back or downward dog. Carefully feel your body. Feel what that's like. Remember, it's absolutely fine to have a bit of a bend in the knees and downward dog. The next time you've got the knees down, take a rest in child pose. So just slowly lower your hips back towards your feet. Rest your forehead, if you're happy to, either on the floor, or if it's not very comfortable to do that or your head doesn't touch the floor, put one fist on top of the other and rest your forehead on your fists. If you don't have your forehead on your fists, if you're happy to have the forehead on the floor, remember, you can either have the arms out long in front of you, or you can have your arms down beside you. And when you're comfortable in child pose, have your attention on the point between the eyebrows. And imagine you could breathe in and out through the center of the eyebrows. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Take plenty of time to come all the way up to standing. When you are up standing, stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. Your arms beside you. Now, can you breathe in and float your right arm out to the side, up over your head, and then breathe out and lean to the left. Just lean your whole body a bit to the left there, so you stretch into the right side of your body. Come back down and swap over. Breathe in, float the other arm up, and breathe out, lean to the side. Just breathing in through the center, breathing out to the sides, just alternating sides. Just be careful with your shoulders. You can make it a bit easier for the shoulders by bending the elbow, either a little bit or a lot. Or if you have a real shoulder injury, it's better not to strain the joints at all. So keep the arms completely relaxed down and just lean your upper body side to side, keeping the shoulders completely comfortable. When you're in the center, relax the arms down. Bring the feet a little bit closer together, about hip width apart. Place your hands on your knees. When you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in. Kind of tuck your tailbone under just subtly. And then lower the hips down slightly so you slightly bend your knees. Called the chair pose, a bit like you were sitting in a chair, but not going too far down. If you can, just hold there for a few breaths. Just keep gently pulling your lower tummy in. Ideally, you've got your chest upright, your head upright. You're just kind of half sitting in a chair. If you can, it's even more helpful here if you can press your feet a bit into the floor in a way that feels like it engages your leg muscles more. And then relax, come out of it, straighten the legs, just rest a moment, relax the lower tummy muscles. And try that again when you're ready. So breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in. Just carefully bend the knees so the hips lower down a bit, like you're just starting to sit down in a chair. If you can, keeping your chest upright, head up. Hold there, press the feet gently into the floor. Breathe however you can. Keep squeezing your lower tummy in. It's one of the best moves you can do to help your lower back, to strengthen the core stabilizing muscles. And then relax again. Come out of it, straighten the legs. Rest your arms down beside you. And breathe in. Float your arms wide to the side, up over your head. Breathe out, float the arms back down. As you're breathing out and the arms are floating down, can you slightly bend the knees there and lean forward from the waist so you come all the way down into the standing forward bend with the knees a bit bent though? And then breathe in back up, squeeze your lower tummy in, inhale, arms wide to the sides and all the way back up to standing with the arms up in the air. Keep going like that. Breathing out wide to the sides as you lean forward from the waist. And breathing in all the way back up. Take care with your lower back. You decide how far to lean forward, how far down to go. And to make this more beneficial for your lower back, when you're breathing in and you're coming up there, really squeeze your lower tummy in and press your feet a bit into the floor. See if you can find a way to really engage your deep core muscles and your leg muscles to help bring you up. It's the inhaling back up that uses the effort. If you can find a way to engage your leg muscles and core muscles, then you'll take the pressure off your lower back muscles. And you'll strengthen all those muscles that stabilize and support your hips and lower back, as well as training your nervous system to use those stabilizing muscles, not the lower back muscles. And next time you're leaning forward, you're just hanging forward from the waist, stay there. Have the knees bent enough that you can hang forward from the waist, straight enough that you've got a gentle stretch through the backs of the legs. And feel your breath. As you're holding this position, you might like to draw a semicircle with the hands from the outside of one foot round to the outside of the other foot. Go from side to side, so the head, arms and shoulders swing one way, and the hips swing a bit the other way. And then pause in the center. From here, slowly come back down into the child pose. So maybe you can keep bending the knees until you bring your hands to the floor. Walk the hands forward, walk the feet a bit back until you can put the knees down. And then sink the hips back towards the heels. Get as comfortable as you can in the child pose. Be careful of your knees. She's hurt your knees, which is quite normal. It's a lot of pressure on the knee joint here. Which, if it doesn't hurt, it's actually good for the knees. It stretches out the knees. But if the knees do hurt, lift the hips higher up in the air until the knees are fine. Just watching your breath. Even take your hips slightly side to side here a few times, sort of half an inch to one side, half an inch to the other. And leave the hips in the middle. Slowly come up from child pose. Bring the legs out long in front of you. So you come up to sitting with the legs out long in front. Have the feet sort of hip width apart or a little bit closer. Somewhere comfortable for you there. Have a slight bend in the knees at first. Going to go into the forward bend, and when you do that, it's fine to bend the knees as much as you feel to. So when you breathe out, slide your hands from the tops of the thighs down the legs towards the feet and ankles. As you do that, lean forward from your waist and just let your back gently soften down. Just relax the head down at the end of the movement. And breathe in and roll back up again. Do that a few more times. Good if you can have your eyes closed and feel your body from the inside. Feel what's stretching. Where do you feel it? Just breathe out into the pose. And breathe in back up. And when you've done that a few times, you're happy to hold in the forward bend. Next time you're in there, stay down there. Just avoid going too far. It's actually more helpful for your body to ease off and find an easier place to hold. The more you can have a relaxed, smooth, deepish breath as you hold, the better here. It's actually a very powerful, beneficial position. It's not just about stretching the backs of the legs, but it works deeply on your internal bodily systems and organs. We said to increase blood flow into the abdominal region. Deeply calms your nervous system. It's even better if you're breathing smoothly and relaxed. Eyes soft. Jaw relaxed. And slowly, slowly come up out of it. Rest back on the hands for a moment when you are up. Bring your feet a little bit wider and shake the legs out. It's a really good idea to take at least a short rest on your back. Just breathe comfortably. Or if you have the time, listen to a relaxation or meditation. Thank you for listening. Namaste.